Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to 2 for Tuesday. It is my privilege and pleasure to be here with you on a gray day in December, Northern California, Stockton, California. Welcome everyone to the what used to be the More Heart Than Talent Mindset call. For 15 plus years, this was a Tuesday night, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, More Heart Than Talent Mindset call. 3 years ago, I transitioned it to the Golden Mastermind. Just getting dialed in here. Aaron, good to see you. Golden Mastermind live Tuesday afternoon Facebook Live. Welcome, everyone. It is my privilege and pleasure to be here with you. We'll be covering the topic, living in the now. And the more you understand what that means is be here and be now. Be present. Focus on the solution. Let go of the problem. Focus on results, the solution, in a very, very relaxed body. So I see Aaron, Scott, and Wojo. Welcome to all three of you. It is an honor to be connected to you. Henry, good to see you this afternoon. Henry, if you are not watching Yellowstone, watch Yellowstone. Henry, let me know you're watching Yellowstone. The companion piece to Yellowstone came out this week called 1883. It is phenomenal filmmaking. So it is very, very interesting. Welcome, everyone. It's good to be here with you on the Tuesday before Christmas, a very special time of the year in very challenging times in world history. The men that I see and the followers that I see here on Facebook Live this afternoon, we are all in alignment, and so it's an honor to be here with you. And as you well know, these are very challenging times in world history, but it is a very unique time to be a business owner in recovery, sobriety, and especially consciousness. So if you are in that trifecta, a level of emotional sobriety, Charles, good to see you, a level of emotional sobriety, and you're practicing recovery, you're in that recovery state while accessing consciousness, you're going to be at one of the highest levels of energy that you've ever been. So there are some newcomers to that here on this Facebook Live this afternoon. And then Scott and Aaron have been part of this process for 20 plus years, at least two of those three situations. And now many of you are beginning to access the trifecta. And I've been covering this for years, is that you become sober first while concurrently practicing recovery and then accessing consciousness. And so concurrently means you're doing all three of these at the same time. That's the trifecta. You're in that triangle right there. And inside that energy, you're scaling consciousness. And that consciousness means you're aware, you understand, you know, you're letting go of anxiety, fear, and doubt. And most importantly, the topic of today's Facebook Live is you're living in the now. You're in the present. Now, it's very easy to transcend and get ahead of yourself and get into the anxiety, worry, fear, doubt, and overwhelmed state. And many people create health challenges because of their chronic worrying, not really understanding why they do what they do. And if you don't understand why you do what you do, you'll continue to recreate situations to fulfill familiar feelings. As you have a better understanding of the mechanism of letting go, and that letting go becomes a skill, letting go becomes reality, letting go becomes who you are, letting go becomes a state of being, as you start to understand that letting go. Marcia, good to see you this afternoon. As you're in that letting go process and you're living in letting go, then you're not in an overwhelmed state. You're not telling yourself stories. You're not in poverty consciousness. You're not worried about your debt. You're not worried about going out of business, and you stop worrying, period, because it has no value. And you focus a lot more on being here right now. Your breath cycle is a longer breath cycle. You're accessing your whole body. You're accessing the universe, and you're present. And so present. Thank you, Marcia. Marcia says, honor to be here. Marcia, you've been a long, long time follower. Thank you for hiring me to be your coach. Lincoln, good to see you. Lincoln, what country are you watching me from? Henry, thank you for being here from Cody, Wyoming. I believe Lincoln is in Africa somewhere. If that is the case, Lincoln, please let us know. Randy, how did you find me? And an honor to have you on this Facebook Live. The topic for today's Facebook Live is living in the now. Several years ago, over 10 years ago, Eckhart Tolle published the book The Power of Now. Then he covered it, his second book, which was extra content called Stillness Speaks, and his third content was A New Earth. And that content ended him up getting on Oprah. He did a webinar with Oprah that broke the server. I mean, millions of people were following. And that content really brought to light what it means to be in the now. Now, that term has been around for a long time, but that book really popularized the term, and it made it a very, very common term. And so being in the now allows you not to be in the hurt, blame, shame, harm game. And as you let go of those feelings, as you let go of being sensitive and defensive, as you let go of whining and complaining, as you let go of feeling rejected and abandoned, as you let go of worrying about a future that hasn't happened, and you begin to be and stay more present. Now, if your communication style is this critical behavior communication, and you make statements like, my mind races, I can't turn my brain off. So if you communicate like that, it's going to be very challenging for you to let go and be in the now. Being in the now means that you're able to be present. And what that really means in context of consciousness, is that you're able to adapt and adjust to problems as they arise. You're not in the, oh my God, you're not embellishing the problem. You're able to address the situation for what it is. You're able to adapt and adjust very quickly. And you're able to be resourceful in how you adapt and adjust. And so it's like you may not have the right screw immediately, but you're able to access this quickly. Or you may not know the answer right this second, but within a short period of time, you understand who to be and what to do. And you're letting go of the communication, the self-talk that's critical, that's anxious, that's worried, and you focus on the solution. I mean, you can have challenges all around you, but as long as you live in the solution, you're in the now of it. But if you get into the challenges and you start embellishing the challenges, and you start exaggerating the challenges, and you start talking about the challenges, and the challenges begin to own you because they become so big that you're overwhelmed. And once you're in that overwhelmed state, you have absolutely shut down. And when you tell yourself stories about a new endeavor, a new business, the difficulty, how hard it's going to be. If you get into that situation, you're a hardaholic. And hardaholics embellish and create situations about a future that hasn't happened. They make them so big. And they get so big that they can't get their car in the garage. It's so big that they don't know where to start. It's so big that they get overwhelmed. They get behind in their taxes, their bills. They can't get the car in the garage. They start projects, don't finish them. They live in an overwhelmed state, constantly criticizing themselves. You can't be in the now when you're critical. In the now is the solution. And the solution is how you also create results. And when you live in that solution consciousness, the results consciousness, being in a relaxed body is a result. But if being in an overwhelmed body is a direct reflection of the past. And so the now neutralizes the past and the future. So when you're in the now, you're in your power. And power is non-physical. It's not linear. Power is its own energy source. It doesn't feed on anything because it's its own source. Power doesn't require conflict. Power isn't right and wrong. It's not good and bad. It's not black and white. Power is power because it is power. And that power is the type of power that you require to be able to be and stay present. And that present moment awareness means that you have a heightened sense of awareness. It means that you hear differently. So you hear the twig snap in the forest. You hear the bird call. You hear what's going on in the world because you're present to it. You're awake. You're aware. You're in the now. You're present. And when you're not checked out, people that are checked out or have car wrecks and situations happen to them that are sometimes beyond their control and because they're not being attentive to the situation. But the more that you're here now, the more that you're present, the more that you understand, the more that you're aware, then you're not in this analytically egoic mind in this wonderment of, why does this happen to me? This always happens to me. This doesn't make sense. How do I make sense of it? Does it make sense? And in the now, you're not in the analytically egoic brain. You're not in the ego. You're not in the trauma bond. You're not holding on to the past and worried about the future. You're right here and you're now. So if you go to ride your horse and you go, oh my God, I hope I don't get bucked off. I mean, this is a really big horse. Marsha's on today's call. Marsha's a horsewoman. She will understand this. I mean, I have grown up with really big horses. I grew up with cattle, livestock, and situations like this. And so if you start projecting the danger, anytime you start projecting danger or projecting what hasn't happened, you're virtually magnetizing it to you. You're attracting it to reality. You're putting yourself in a position to create the very situation you seek to avoid, and then you're going to be disappointed. And then the ego goes, why does this always happen to me? Well, it happens to you because the energy that you're transmitting, transmuting, and giving off is setting you up to create the payoff. And the payoff of the trauma bond that most people hold on to, it's very challenging for an addict to understand this because the addict is in that analytical egoic mind, that mind that spins. It goes, you don't understand. My situation's unique. My situation's difficult. My situation is hard. You can't identify me. So anxiety, fear, and doubt is what's going to take most of society out of the equation. So the more you understand the cause that creates the effect, the more you understand how predictable people are. When you understand people's predictability, you can sit right there in the middle of a conversation, right there in the middle of a group. You can just see how people have been trauma-based mind controlled. You can see how people have watched media outlets and how they've watched mainstream media and how they've been controlled. And you can just see this because you're in the now. When you're in the now, your listening improves. You're able to hear what's meant, not just what's said. You're able to understand what's going on in the world without getting overwhelmed and taking sides and making people wrong. You're able to sit in the middle of it and do your best to be your best. And I go, oh my God, it's gloom and doom. This is going to end. Oh, no, you can't do that right now. It's important that you sit right there in the middle and you find ways to enjoy yourself. You enjoy other people. You enjoy animals. You enjoy nature. You find areas that you can enjoy in the now. You find what can bring you simple pleasure. You find tasks and duties that allow you to feel good about yourself. So this is how you start to transform. This is how you let go. And so RDM Rachel just said, I love that. So Rachel, what that means is when you become a skilled listener, you will begin to hear what's meant, not what's said. So I've been a sales professional since I was a teenager. I read How to Master the Art of Selling when I was 25 years old by Tom Hopkins, and I began that process of becoming a professional salesperson, and I've sold many, many products, benefits, features. I've been a coach for going on 24 years, and so I've learned to hear what people mean, not say. So when someone says to me, I'm going to hire you, but, so anything they said before but doesn't count, because now the objection comes, and I'm going to run it by my fireman, the dog catcher, someone down the street, my husband, my homie, my girlfriend, my boyfriend, and I promise I'm going to get back to you. And what many people do is they do this. I have a contractor who is very, very, it's very predictable at how he overcommits, and then at commitment time, he has an excuse. And this is a common situation. So in me understanding this, I'm not disappointed because I know his predictability. So I know that Friday means Wednesday, and Wednesday could mean Friday, and Friday could mean Wednesday, and Wednesday could mean Monday. And that I understand because I hear what he means. It's called a pregnant pause. That's what many people do, is they go into this pause, they check out, they go into their analytical mind. Now they have to come up with a reason. Now they have to come up with a story. Now they have to go back to their trauma bond and explain this to their parents, because that's what happens, is many people get stuck in this emotional state of validating, justifying, explaining, rather than answering the question. So when you learn to answer the question, that's in the now. When you're an addicted storyteller, based on the events that shaped your feelings, you're in the past. When you're right here, right now, and someone asks you a question, you go, Henry, I'm not in a position to follow through on that right now. Or you say, Aaron, I appreciate the offer, but I'm going to pass right now. Thank you for thinking of me, but I'm not in a situation that's good for me right now. I'm going to pass. Instead of telling someone a story, what many people, they don't, instead of telling the facts, many people tell a story. So the more that you're able to articulate your feelings in the present, your communication style is condensed rather than being all the way up here and over here. You start to come down here in your communication style, and you're able to articulate because you're able to articulate in the now. What hinders a large percent of the society are the events of trauma. the events of neglect, abuse, sexual trauma, alcoholic families, violence in the household that you grow up in as a child. When you grow up in unpredictability, your body starts to react to the stimulus. So in a reactive state, the body goes into fight or flight. It's adrenaline, cortisol, dopamine, it becomes the cardio cocktail. And the body goes into fight or flight in an autonomic response. And the reticular activating system, which is your emotional search engine, searches for a feeling that is familiar, and you're right back in the soup. You're right back in that trauma bond. You're right back in anxiety. You're right back in anxiety, fear, and doubt. There's a hummingbird right outside my window. That is definitely a sign. 2 weeks ago, there were two hoot owls in a tree right in my backyard, right at dusk. And I knew that that was wisdom. I knew that there was a meaning to it. And I knew that nature was calling to me. And I didn't overlook the signs, the signals. I sat right there in the now in an extrasensory perception, knew that wisdom was coming to me. And the more that you understand how to read a situation for what it is, that's the present. But if you're not skilled at reading a situation for what it is because you've lived in so much doubt that you can't trust your feelings and you couldn't because you couldn't trust your parents or you couldn't trust your brother and sister because they were traumatizing you, violating you, taking advantage of you, taunting you, teasing you. Or if this happened on the playground in school and it happens over and over. Or if you get beaten with a wooden spoon, a yardstick, and other situations. Or you're sent to the tree to get a switch and all of a sudden you come back and now you have an allergy. It's because your emotional state began to pick up on the grass, the dandelions, the straw that's going on outside, the dust. And now you all of a sudden you have an allergy. Or you get slapped at the dinner table while you're eating fish and now you have a shellfish addiction or any multitude of situations. Or you hate a food because you were forced to eat it. That's what a trauma bond is. And that's what happens to so many people is the body doesn't forget. The brain will oftentimes repress a memory and say, I don't remember. I don't know. I had a great childhood. But when you continue to live in this overwhelmed state of consciousness, when you break down easily, when you cry for no reason, when you find yourself overwhelmed in apathy and grief, when you find yourself feeling abandoned, rejected, these are common signs of holding on to events that shape feelings. As a soul having a human experience, as a man and a woman who seeks to be enlightened, you can let go of these situations. You don't overcome it, you let go of it. You don't stuff it, you don't forget it, you let go. You let go of the events that shape the feelings. You make amends. You feel grateful. You accept where you are. You stop denying that you should be somewhere else. You get comfortable being right here. You stop comparing yourself to Susie, Tommy, Homie Homerton, or whoever it is you hold on to, but you stop comparing yourself to other people. And you focus on your results, your solution, who you can be, what you can do, what you can accomplish. How can you empower someone else when you're not empowered yourself? Well, you can't. You cannot dip from an empty bucket. When you're not lovable, how can you give love? How can you receive love? You can't. When you're not lovable, when someone compliments you, you have to deflect that because that's not really true. That's not good enough. Because your body has reacted to the stimulus and you're not even in the present. You didn't hear the love that someone was giving you. All you heard was, they're probably just telling me that. They probably want something from me. I don't trust them. That's what your ego does. And your ego actually deflects the good people who are reaching out to you so you can attract to your reality the codependent relationships that will keep you unfulfilled, that will fulfill your disappointment. And when you understand that, you are in the now, in the know. And when you understand that content, then you qualify for my coaching program. When you understand that content, you're ready to be delivered. And in that state of delivery, then there is no relapsing. And when you move into that state of delivery, the pleasure isn't worth the pain. I'm a recovering drug addict, sex addict, alcoholic. I shot heroin, took methamphetamine, LSD, but especially alcohol is my drug of choice. I was a 7-day-a-week relapser, a pathological liar, a serial cheater, a thug, a thief, and a drug dealer. That was a lot of shit that I put myself through to hit rock bottom, and it was all overwhelmed. It was way too much drama, way too much chaos, and I would talk myself out of situations that I never should have been in there and thought I was cool because I talked myself out of them. Well, I ran out of ways to talk myself out of them, backed myself into a corner, and had to face the music, and it wasn't pretty. And rock bottom is a very overrated place to try and make a comeback from. It's completely unnecessary, and it doesn't have to happen to you. Because you're here and you're now, and you can actually be the man or woman that you're capable of by understanding the context and the mechanism of letting go. Letting go is the separation of a feeling and an event. It's being in a place where your body doesn't react to the stimulus. It responds to it, hence the term respondability. That you have developed the ability to respond in a situation that you're not overwhelmed. You're able to address the situation. You can answer a question. You can ask a question. You can decide on command. You can trust your intuition. Because you've moved out of falsehood and moved into a place called truth. And when you're in your truth, you're in your trust. And when you can trust yourself, you can trust others. But until you can trust yourself to commit and decide, you can't trust others, or you rely on others to give you the insight and wisdom that you already know, that you don't know, because you're in denial. When you're letting go, you're separating your feelings from the events that shape them. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. This is the most recent book I wrote 3 years ago, The Breakthrough Factor. It was a bestseller on Amazon for 2 days in November of 2018. That is my most recent book. You can go to my website and purchase that for $20. I would also suggest that you purchase my affirmation cards. They are also right there. You can purchase those as well. And if you're new to the content today about being in the now, in the know, I offer free 20-minute coaching sessions for first-time candidates who are serious, not curious, about scaling consciousness and next leveling their life. So if that is you and you want some insight and wisdom from me because you're considering coaching, go right up there and I will assist you with your truth to let go of your falsehood. Send me a message in Messenger. Tonight, I will be back here at 12 a.m. That means like 11:59 p.m. Well, it becomes 12 a.m. So I'll be here at 12 a.m. tonight, midnight Eastern Standard Time, that's 9 p.m. Pacific. And I will be doing Facebook Lives up until Saturday. So I would be honored if you would tune in to my lives. I'll be, like I said, here tonight, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I live in the West Coast, Stockton, California. This Facebook Live is recorded and available for playback. My website is goldenmastermind.com. That will be changing very soon to jeffreycombs.com for the first time in 25 years. I've taken on as SEO partner and I'm looking very forward to rebranding my brand in the coming year. That is Beth Devine of Divine Solutions Incorporated, who is also one of my coaching clients, a woman I coached with for 5 years. Daniel Weiss, thank you for referring people to the Facebook Live today. Lori Benton, good to see you this afternoon. Lori, the Crusher Benton, so awesome to be here with you. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a great afternoon, and I'll see you tonight.